I own one share, Chairman, so I'm looking forward to owning 20 soon. I've also proxied for someone who owns only 25 shares, so I think Lynn Ellison's just discovered that it's probably easier to ask questions in the Senate than at a shareholders meeting. I've got a comment following up from your earlier remark, Chairman, and the introductory remarks today.
I'm more than happy to engage with you after the meeting on that. In the meantime, we're dealing with resolution number 2. If your comments or question don't relate to resolution number 2, at this stage I'd like to ask you to take your chair, please.
All right, well, I do have a question about the share split. Why did it take you so long? I mean, with the race to 100? I mean, we were in a race with CSL, Rio, Fortescue, Petrol and Macquarie to be the first $100 stock. Most of the others, or some of the others, did split. And when it came to the Intertech, it came to the Dyno Nobel takeover, some shareholders found themselves sort of $50 or $60 out of pocket because you were rounding up and rounding down. So if you fell just short of the 50% mark, you actually finished up a little bit out of pocket. So why did you wait so long to do it? Why didn't you just get on with the business and do it earlier?
Yeah, look, thanks for the question. I know you did raise this at our AGM in December last, and my commitment at that point was that we would look at introducing a dividend reinvestment plan. That's precisely what we have done. And what really triggered the board's support for a dividend reinvestment plan at this stage, a share split is a dividend reinvestment plan. So following up on a question that I recall you asked at our last AGM about a share split, and we have been considering that, the introduction of dividend reinvestment plan has really pushed us to move to that today, so that it's in place for the distribution of our next dividend.
Okay, because you talked about a getting it done culture at Intertech Pivot, and we certainly didn't get this one done. And I mentioned earlier about having the Centro chairman on the board at the AGM in February, and that hasn't been acted on either yet. So I'm not sure this getting it done culture is really here. I hope that you get it done before the AGM in terms of the appropriateness of having the Centro chairman sitting on our board when $5 billion of shareholders' funds was blown up in that situation.
Thanks, Stephen. Well, I guess we could have handled 50% success rate at this point. Well done.